This is Paul Mills. Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. It is my prayer that God will speak to you today, bring hope, healing, and direction in your life. Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us, please, to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. I am continuing with the series of messages that I have been on for the past number of weeks, titled, What God Has Promised. What God Has Promised. Will you stand with us, please, for the reading of the Word this morning? Psalm 91. And I'm reading in number, verse 15. Psalm 91, verse 15. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. You say that with me. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. Do you believe that? I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, I'm so grateful this morning for a salvation that is greater than our sin. A salvation that is greater than our failures, our weaknesses. A salvation that you began and that you will finish. I thank you for the hope today that we have in Christ. Hope that goes beyond the grave. Hope that goes beyond this time. Hope, Lord, that will not be ashamed. Hope that will not be unfulfilled. I pray, God, that you would anoint the Word this morning. If there is anyone here who does not know you as their personal Savior and Lord, may this be the morning they would say yes to you. Father, I pray build faith in the hearts of your people and courage meet needs. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone said, you may be seated. If you have been with us for the past number of weeks, we have been in a series entitled, What God Has Promised. In this series, we have covered subjects, and I encourage you, there are notes in your bulletin. If you will take those notes and follow with me, in that series of messages, we have dealt with issues such as answering prayer, blessings, cleansing, comfort, deliverance, guidance, health, forgiveness, long life, peace, plenty, and posterity. This morning, we're going to be looking at three more of the promises of God, depending on how our time goes. The first promise that we want to look at today is the promise of preservation. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. These are the words that are given by Moses that came from God, given to the children of Israel as they are leaving 400 years of negative experience. Called bondage, called being in slavery. Have any of you gone through any negative times in your life? Gone through a period that's hard? God knows what it means. He's gone through it, His Son went through it, and He understands when we go through it. But as He prepares to take the people into their inheritance, and understand, ladies and gentlemen, where you are today is not where you're going to end up. Do you understand that? I'm going to say that again. Where you are today is not where you're going to end up. God has a hope. He has a promise. He has a vision for you to prosper you and not to harm you. And you may be going through, weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. So don't you surrender the control of your life to the negative circumstances, to the pain, to what you're going through, because God has a purpose. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Say, I am crossing the Jordan to possess. Say, I'm not there yet, but I'm going to be. Do you believe that? Verse 2, so that you, your children, and their children, after them, may fear the Lord your God. As long as you live by keeping his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy what? There is more in the Bible about long life and old age than I ever imagined when I was young. Everywhere I read, Mark, you'll just have to forgive us. Once in a while, we get a young whippersnapper like that in here. He has to learn to put up with us. So that you may enjoy long life. Mary Jane, you bless me every time you sing. Number one, you have a beautiful ministry. Sweet spirit, a wonderful voice. And I look at her, and I thought she was 74. It's worse than I thought. And I just say, thank you, Lord. Amen? Is there hope for us? Amen. Try to keep up with her. Boy, that's the truth. Verse 3, hear, O Israel, be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Now, that promise was 400 years earlier, but how many of you know in God there is no such thing as time? Amen? God's going to fulfill it when he fulfills it and bring glory to himself. And until then, we just hold on and say, God, though you slay me, I'm going to trust you. Though it's going negative, I'm going to trust you. Mark, I'm so proud of you that you trusted God through those 10 years, sir. You didn't let go. What do you do, folks? When things are going negative in your life, you just keep praising the Lord. You keep trusting God. What's our choice? Curse God and die? I don't think so. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey all, that all may go well with you, that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Skip down to verse number 24. Deuteronomy 6:24. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees, to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper. Say the word prosper. Is that a biblical word? God wants you to prosper in body, mind, and spirit. He's a whole God, Jim. He blesses every part of us, not just financially, but every other part of our being. So that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. For 400 years, they had not enjoyed the prosperity that they were about to enjoy. All they had were the promises, but they continued to believe God. Moses was preparing them to enter into that which God had promised. And I want to tell you something. There are two dimensions this morning. There is heaven. And how many of you are looking forward to going to heaven, by the way? That's the promise of God. But you don't have to wait till heaven to have some heaven to go to heaven in. Amen? God wants to give you His blessing, His favor, His grace, His power. He wants you to be an instrument to bring others into the kingdom. He wants you to be an instrument to demonstrate His goodness. In your notes, I've listed Psalm 37, verses 25, 28, and 29. David wrote, "I was young and now I am old." There it is again. I promise you I didn't pick these out, folks. They just jumped. "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken." Say with me, "I have never seen the righteous forsaken." That means God is not going to leave you. He's going to walk with you. He's going to finish what He started. Are there children begging bread? "For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. They will be protected forever." 2 Timothy 4:18. "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen." You've heard me say this before, but the devil can huff and he can puff, but he cannot blow your house down. Your house is built on the rock, Christ Jesus. And he's not going to take you one day before God's ready to release you. The devil can't take what is God's. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you. Do you understand it was not you that started this salvation thing in you? It was God. If God hadn't spoken to you, you never would have heard. He initiated it. We have to understand it's God's doing, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on, not for 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years, but he'll carry it on until completion or until God has completed with your cycle. Now understand this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still here, God isn't finished with you. There's somebody that needs to hear the message of grace from your lips. There's some children or grandchildren that need to see you go through the hard times and still give praise to the Lord. There's somebody you work with that needs to hear your witness. They need to see you, the neighbors, the friends. God has a purpose in your life. We are being salt. We are being light in this world. And until God chooses to take us out, we need to be faithful in that place. Whatever God has put in your hands to use, use it. Be faithful to it. So God has promised preserve us. One of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I had an experience medically a few months ago where I was very close. What a joy it is to have the hope, to not have fear dominating you, to have the knowledge, to know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Number two is progress. Psalm 92, verse 12 says, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in what? I promise I did not stack these. I promise I was just looking at the word and it kept jumping up at me. They will still bear fruit in old age. That is not only natural fruit, that is spiritual fruit. How many of you know when you live this long, you have a testimony? At least you should have. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. As long as God leaves you on this earth, He will cause you to be fruitful. He will cause you to be a blessing and an inspiration. When God is through with you, He'll take you to heaven. Amen? If you woke up this morning and you had life and you had breath, say, thank you, God, there's a purpose for me, and I'm going to live out that purpose. I will bring you glory. In spite of my pain, in spite of my sorrow, in spite of the way I feel, I'm going to put a smile on, I'm going to comb my hair, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to begin to declare, God is good. Don't you let a spirit of self-pity come on you. Don't you let a spirit of woe is me come on you. No, you declare the faithfulness of God. And I promise you, as you begin to declare the faithfulness of God, God's presence will be released in you. Proverbs 4:18. It says, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till a full light of day. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. Have you ever been awake when the first little peak of the sun begins to come over the horizon and that first gleam of dawn, that those first rays begin to shine? Then gradually it gets brighter and brighter and brighter until the sun brings light to everything that is underneath it. So it is with the righteousness of God. So it is with our lives as we allow God to flow through us. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. Now, the word Jabez literally means pain. Now, my mother used to say, son, you're a pain. Rightfully so. Nancy will tell you that. Now, he was literally named Pain. How would you like to name your child Pain? Say, come here, Pain. He said, I don't want to be a pain anymore. I want the life of God to flow through me. I want to be an instrument of healing, of hope, of grace, of promise. Lord, take me and make me a blessing. I want my life on earth. I want the years that I have left. I want to be a blessing. I want somebody to be touched through the God in me. Amen? Let your hand be with me, keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. That's my prayer. I prayed that this morning. God, as long as I'm here, make me a blessing. Use me for your glory. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The thief, Satan, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil wants you sick and dead and miserable along while you're doing the others. No, he said, I'm come that you might have life and have it abundantly. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I can't control what people do or don't do, what they say or they don't say. I can't control what's happening in the world. I can put my hope in God. Let me tell you this. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. The things that are going on in the world, they're still in God's hand. He's still in control. Jesus is still Lord. Don't you lose sleep or lose your peace over what's going on in the news. That didn't cost you a thing. That was free of charge. It's not over till it's over. Amen? And it's not over yet. Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, to know this love that surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. My question to you this morning is, have you come to the place that you know the presence of Christ in your life? Have you asked Him to be Lord of your life, to forgive you of sin? Have you asked Him to take your life and make it useful? Have you surrendered to Him and said, Lord, use me for your glory? I want to touch on protection. I don't have time to develop it, but I want to just read a couple of scriptures. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. I'm going to read that again. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. When you put your trust in Jesus Christ, when you make Him Lord of your life, something happens. Number one, your sins are washed away. You're given a home in heaven. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But He gives you His Holy Spirit to live inside of you. That Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and encourage you and protect you. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is born of God that is in you will overcome the devil. Can huff and he can puff. He will not bring your house down because your house is built on the rock, Christ Jesus. The old hymn says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Above all people on earth today, we have hope. Not only in this life only, but in the life that is to come. Now, as long as God leaves us here, we will preach, we will pray, we will witness, we will give. We will seek to be used by God and say, Lord, let my life count for the kingdom of God. Everything in me cries out, Lord, use me for your glory. Amen? Do you want to do that? I believe you do. I talk to you. I hear you. And then when the Lord says it's enough, either to take you on an individual basis or better than that, for Christ to come back for the church. Amen? Do you believe that's going to happen?
This is Paul Mills again. I pray that this message has blessed you. This ministry is possible only through the faithful prayers and financial gifts of God's people. Please pray for us and Make a financial contribution so that we can continue to reach people around the world with the message of hope in Jesus Christ. You can give online by clicking the Giving tab at the top of the website, or you can give by mail to the address also listed on the Giving page. All gifts are sincerely needed, appreciated, and are tax deductible. Thank you for helping us reach the world for Christ.